Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker from STEM Spots, welcoming you to the program today. I am pleased to have Dr. Richard Garrard from the Biomedical Sciences Department. And hey guys, he is my first guest outside the College of National Applied Science, so I'm definitely delighted that he is from the College of Health and Human Services. And he is going to be with us today to talk about the results from the blood tests that you get from your doctors and what they tell you about your medical health. So with that, I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So what do you see the results of these blood tests that tell you about the overall health of you?
Well, generally I would say that the blood tests are a snapshot of your health when you visit your healthcare provider, and they should be regarded as that. They are a part of a series of tests and evaluations that your healthcare provider would perform on you over hopefully an extended period of time. So I'm a big proponent of people trying to see their healthcare provider at least once a year to get an annual physical and get some blood work performed on them so that the healthcare provider can really assess what's going on with your general health.
I know that nowadays we get our health results and we get our blood test results a lot more than what we used to. So what would you look for and when you're talking about those, and how concerned should I be if they're a little bit out of that normal range that they give you?
Right, so that gets back to what I was saying, that I think if you've been seeing your healthcare provider regularly and those tests have been done over several years, then it gives that person a really good set of parameters to evaluate what's really going on with your blood work. So if a particular test happens to change slightly, that may be no cause for alarm. But if a test was at the low end of normal for a long period of time and then suddenly it jumped above normal, maybe not greatly, but certainly outside of the normal range, then the healthcare provider has more information where they can actually evaluate you more closely. And certain things might be done at that point. For example, you could think about following up the test, repeating the test, if you like, shortly thereafter, just to make sure that this wasn't just a one-off discrepancy in terms of the results. But also there are obviously other follow-up tests that could be done if something was abnormal. And so, as I say, I think this really becomes part of an entire process that you have to go through and that you should try and follow if and when you can.
I know that I have a very close relationship with my health professional, my doctor. And so because of that, he knows me really well. And so do you encourage someone to stay with the same doctor so that they do have that kind of relationship?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're happy with that healthcare provider, certainly stay with that person. Of course, things change during the course of one's life, and you may end up moving to a different area and by having a different person that's looking after you. And also, something else that you should be aware of is that lab tests are usually done for a particular demographic of the population within a particular area. So though the lab results really that come back from those labs are really reflective of the demographic that's local. But if you move 1,000 miles away, you may then be dealing with a different lab that's doing the tests routinely performed on you, and the actual normal ranges may be slightly different. So it would be wise for anybody to make sure that they have a good feeling of their own test results, what they can normally expect to see, and to discuss any concerns that they really have with their healthcare provider if a particular test seems slightly abnormal.
I know I've been following my trend lines. You know, I obviously go to Mercy, and so I get those blood tests back. And those trend lines seem to help me understand what's going on with my blood work and with what's going on with my health. Do most people, you think, look at those?
I don't think they do, probably, which, you know, is a mistake, really. Part of being healthy is to try and understand our own health, and that also includes knowing what our normal results are for a particular group of tests, for example, our blood tests, which we've been just discussing. So it's really important for us to be proactive ourselves in terms of our health to make sure that we can be the best person that we can be.
Well, listen, I thank you very much for joining us today. And I thank for those of you that are out there that are listening. Please take what he has said to heart. guys, I would like you to be able to listen to me for a while. So please pay attention to your health and try and be as healthy as you possibly can. So this is Becky Baker for STEM Spots. And hey, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next time.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.